has there been any decision made on whether you're going to take JPP with you to, on this trip?
I'll talk to him, but really it's, you know, the normal procedure is if a guy's not going to play, he doesn't travel. So, but I will visit with him on that.
If he wants to, is that something
I would consider.
You talked about earlier?
I'd consider, yeah. I think if the guys are really, really focused that, you know, they'll be as into the game as they can be.
Tom Longo was a full participant yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Tom, when you look at the way the Saints have been playing lately in that building and everything that goes into it, what concerns you most going into this game?
The way they've been playing. They played, for 2 weeks, they played very, very well. And they've certainly started out as we did. They've gotten better and better, and they've, you know, they're plus +5 in turnovers in the last two ball games with only one turnover, one interception. They rushed the ball very well last weekend, which gives them the balance that they want. Breeze is very, very accurate. So all of the above. I think their special teams is outstanding. You know, they blocked the punt against Atlanta for a touchdown and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of things you have to be very mindful of. But, you know, we've prepared well, and we look forward to it.
Tom, all of these guys are playing in loud atmospheres. Mm-hmm. Is there something different about Superdome?
You know, that's a good question because I really don't think there's anything different about it. It's the fans are great participants there. They remain that way. You know, there's excitement because it's, you know, Halloween weekend and all of that business. So, but we've had it. I mean, if you've walked by here 3 miles from here while we've had the noise on in there, it's probably louder in there than it's going to be down in New Orleans.
Last week, the Darko emerged a little bit. Mm-hmm. What do you see as his potential?
Well, he did a nice job in preseason. That's where that all started. Yeah, he ran the ball well in preseason. He's powerful. He makes good cuts. He seems to have the proper gait going to the line of scrimmage as a zone runner. And so the opportunity that he received last weekend, he did well with it. Anybody
else?
What's
the difference when Odell practices versus when he...
When he practices. And the timing is something that, you know, has to be taken up a notch to allow for his speed and his maneuverability and... it makes the quarterback more sharper. It makes the practice better. You know, whenever people practice, if they practice at the right speed, then they are preparing themselves for the game. And that's what I think happened this week.
Do you think Eli's more comfortable going to him on game days when they do have that midweek preparation?
No, I think he's comfortable communicating with him anytime. And Odell the same way. And any of the receivers. He'll meet with the receivers here in probably 10 minutes. You know, that's his routine. Anybody else? Thank you.
With JPP, is there any sort of indication based on what you've seen on the field he could be ready 1 week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks?
We'll advance him next week, and we'll see where we are. You know, that's all we can say.
But he's come through so far. So
oh, he's done. Whatever you've asked him to do, he does it. With flying colors, so we'll just advance that. I do want to get him out there soon. That's the whole idea. But I want him ready when he goes out there. I want him for the rest of the year. Thank
you. All right.